Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The Greek president is due to begin asking opposition parties if they can form a new government following the resignation on Thursday of the Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. Since nor the party can command enough support in Parliament, the process is all but certain to end with another general election being called. Mr. Tsipras said he was stepping down to allow voters to have their say on the bailout deal he reached with Greece's European creditors. More from Chris Buckler in Athens.
The campaign is likely to feature not just battles between parties, but a great deal of infighting within Syriza, the main governing party. Its left-wing MPs have been openly critical of their leader, Mr. Tsipras, and it's that rebellion that has forced Greece's second general election this year.
The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his frontline troops to be on a war footing as tensions with South Korea rise. The two sides exchanged fire on Thursday across their heavily fortified border. Steve Evans is in Seoul.
There is often a ritual of aggression where fierce language escalates to the firing of live ammunition. This time is different in that the rhetoric is much fiercer than usual and it's artillery shells. The real flashpoint now is an ultimatum from the North for the South to stop blasting anti-North Korean tannoy messages across the border.
A multi-faith religious ceremony has been held at the Erawan Shrine in the Thai capital Bangkok, where a bomb blast on Monday killed 20 people. The authorities have been criticized for giving conflicting messages as to who might be responsible for the attack. The Peruvian Congress has unanimously approved legislation that allows the country's air force to shoot down small airplanes suspected of carrying illegal drugs. Peru is one of the world's biggest producers of coca leaves and cocaine. Here's Paddy McGuire.
The vote means that Peru now joins neighbouring drug-producing and transit nations, including Colombia, Brazil, Venezuela and Bolivia, in permitting planes suspected of carrying drugs to be shot down. It's estimated that most of Peru's cocaine is sent abroad in small planes, up to 180 tonnes in the first 10 months of last year. The US, which sponsors anti-drugs programs in South America, has opposed attacks on aircraft since a plane carrying American missionaries was mistakenly shot down in 2001.
Brazilian prosecutors have filed corruption and money laundering charges against a speaker of the lower house of Congress, Eduardo Cunha. He's accused of taking $5 million in bribes to secure contracts with the state oil company Petrobras. Mr. Cunha denies the allegations and says they are politically motivated. He's an outspoken critic of President Dilma Rousseff's government. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Researchers say the number of people living with dementia in parts of Western Europe is leveling off. A review of five major studies has found that there aren't as many cases as predicted when 20 and 30 years ago. The findings suggest that improved lifestyle and steps to prevent heart disease may have had an impact on the number of cases. Police in Denmark say they are hunting for two thieves who walked out of a Copenhagen museum with a renowned work of art without anybody noticing. The theft of a bust by the sculptor Auguste Rodin, thought to be worth $300,000, happened more than a month ago, but footage of the audacious operation has just been released. John McManus reports.
CCTV in Copenhagen's Glyptoteket shows two men dressed as tourists walking into the museum's Rodin room, removing the bust from its plinth and casually walking out. The whole operation took just 12 minutes. The bust, known as the Man with the Broken Nose, is part of a collection of the French artist's works that the museum says is unique outside of France. Danish police say they believe the thieves visited the museum a week before the theft in order to loosen the sculpture from its base and disable the alarm.
Researchers in Canada say they've identified one of the key factors that has enabled humans to achieve their status as the world's unique super predator. The study observes that humans focus heavily on killing adult prey with minimal risk, a process enabled by technological advantages such as bullets, traps, hooks and nets. New Zealand has halted a bird cull after marksmen mistakenly killed several members of a critically endangered species, of which only 300 are left in the world. Local hunters had been permitted to cull pukeko birds. Instead, they shot four flightless takahi birds, which have similar colouring but are twice the size. BBC News.